to live.
What time is it?
Game done.
Get ready for Triple M's Rush Hour. Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang, another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Vince, nine goal kicker, brings the house down.
And Greg Blewett.
There it is. Magnificent performance from young Greg Blewett.
Adelaide's ultimate sports show on every afternoon. Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
G'day, family. Yes, it's Wednesday and we're up and about. The rush hour is global. Yeah. Global.
Oh,
and it's great to have my team back together. He's been sorely missed the last couple of days, but it's a good hello and a big hello and a big rush hour hug. Bernie Vince, welcome back to our teammate.
teammate.
Hello, buddy.
G'day. Good to be back,
and
boys.
A big ball. Let's wrap our arms around him. Our little cricket lips, our white teeth cricket lips, our chunk lips, Gregory Blewett. Good afternoon, Gregory.
G'day, Jars. We've been in here for an hour. You've only just stopped hugging Bern. He's been away
Bull
for
dust.
Two shows.
It's been a tag.
It's a tag. I've tagged you.
Yeah, I've taken you to the golf square.
What's happened?
You've been groping
had
him.
A couple of
trying to put his tongue in his ear.
No, I did not. No. I just gave him a hug. That was
welcome
it.
Welcome back, Bern.
Nah, it's good to be back. It's been tough, actually. We've had the kid's sick. Abby's been sick, but we're not too bad. Harvey got sent home from daycare Monday, but
was that anything to do with his health?
Nah.
You're sharp. Where's good that question. Been for 2 days?
Blue.
Yeah.
Oh, how have you been without me? You going all right, you guys?
I think we had a little.
We've been okay.
A little spike, wasn't there?
He's going down the spike.
You've whacked him to an inch of his life on his deathbed. You've slapped his fun facts.
What about the facts yesterday?
Oh, they were the worst we've ever had.
So he's actually done a few.
He's whacked you.
Wouldn't mind hearing
that. You don't.
Monday, they just rolled it, the opener.
Rolled
and said,
it.
Yeah, go, what's your facts, Bluey? I said, what are you talking about?
Well, bit of organisation.
Not here. So exactly.
Yeah.
Is the captain meant to be running the ship or not?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Now, anyway, big show coming up. What's on the show, Gregory?
What is on the show?
Furious Five. The quiz is back.
No, it's not.
Got a bit of mail on Mark Williams from Collingwood. We need to
what
discuss. Now, our bass. Our boss.
Bass.
Our boss.
And fish.
Matthew O'Reilly wants to chat to us.
Bass statement.
On air.
Yeah, I know what this is about too.
Oh, you do you?
Yeah, I do.
You involved?
No, I'm not involved, but I walked past his computer the other day and seen a couple of stats on there. And And I went, what are they? And he covered it up real quick, but his hand didn't cover up rush hour listener feedback.
We're going to get that right.
I walked past him before and he had a bit of a smirk on his face.
Did he have
a
smirk
with his
chilled hair?
It wouldn't be good.
Well, this is good.
Frog march him straight out.
Oh, there he is. He's ready to go. Mate, we'll do you after a tick. We're going to talk about Choco and the Pies in a tick, but then we'll get the boss in.
Now, go. What do you got? This
Jars has got big mail.
Where'd you get your beanie from? That's a new one.
Yeah, from Bianco's, our good friend Dino.
Free
yeah.
as well.
It's not free. We all got one.
We all got them for free. Continue. Go.
Honestly.
Go.
You don't need another couple more days off there. You look pale.
Yeah.
Collingwood Football Club, Gregory and Byrne, looking for a senior coach for next year. Robert Harvey's the interim coach. Mm-hmm. Had a discussion with a dear friend last night.
Who?
Are they after a proven coach or an unproven coach? Now, the proven coaches that have been linked are Don Pike, Michael Voss, as we know, and Ken Hinckley has endorsed that. You got Ross Lyon. Do we put a name through him? Or unproven coach, Robert Harvey, Blake Carosella. Who else, Byrne? So what this and the one that hasn't had contact from Collingwood is Mark Williams. So as I speak, Mark Williams has had no contact from the Collingwood Football Club to see if he's interested in the position.
I don't think he's even in the race, just to be honest.
He's very good
at his role.
He's a premiership coach.
I know all that, but I think his role he's in at the moment is perfect for him. Development. I don't think he's senior coach. I don't think he's.
I'd have to disagree with that.
We can disagree, but I don't think Collingwood Footy Club will be looking at Mark Williams. Well, they haven't.
Too long out of the senior coaching role, or just?
I think so. A little bit of that, but I just think I just reckon he's. I love his ideas and his thinking outside the square, but I think he's a great second man in charge now.
A right-hand man?
Yeah, like a right-hand, like he is at Melbourne. He's doing it perfectly.
I reckon he'd be an even better coach now if he took over his own team.
Yeah.
You know, he's calmed down. He's a lot more mature. He's a bit older and you know, he's done a great job at Melbourne, fair to say.
No, he's
and
he's
Richmond
done well.
Before that, didn't he? Wasn't he?
Yep, Richmond. Yeah, but again, so, in that same role.
In that, so you think he's just a great senior assistant?
I think he is, yep.
Wow.
Yep, I think. And I love Choco. Like, I'm a guy, love Choco. Yep. And we've spoken about that before. But I just think he's great in this role. I've too many times people throw people in another role. And not that he'd be no good at it. I'm not saying that either. I just feel like it'd be great if one of these other coaches do get that role and they target him maybe
as
for a development or an assistant. Yeah, a senior assistant.
So what does Collingwood need, Greg?
Well, on the couch.
A proven senior coach.
Well, I think so. On the couch last night, it was brought up that they've approached Damien Hardwick to see if he was
Collingwood?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
To leave Richmond?
Well, to see if he's...
We did say they won't leave any stone unturned, Jazz.
Wow. Would the Adelaide Crows board make a phone call to Alistair Clarkson's management?
Well, I reckon we spoke about it. You'd have to. You'd have to.
Just make an inquiry.
Yes, I think so. If the best is available, and he's saying he's not. He's saying he's got 12 months.
He's going to stay at Hawthorn.
Get in the hammock and just watch Sammy Mitchell go about it.
Correct.
But I honestly believe he'll be coaching somewhere next year. But you'd be mad not to, just to see. He's lived in Adelaide, see his family situation.
Premiership coach at Central.
How many clubs would be calling him, Jazz? Let's write the teams off that won't be calling him.
Melbourne?
No, they won't be calling him.
Okay. Western Bulldogs?
No. You'd probably write off the top, four or five
Geelong,
teams.
No. Brisbane Lions, no.
Geelong, no. Maybe Geelong
will. Oh, yeah, didn't think of that. This is their last Chris final Scott. Tilt, as, isn't it, in the Premiership? Yeah. What about Port Adelaide?
Yep.
Ooh. Sydney Swans, nope.
Nope.
Fremantle, nope. West Coast Eagles. Well, he's under fire.
Geez, they're under fire.
Yes.
How putrid are they?
I reckon there'd be 14 clubs.
14 out of the 18?
Yeah.
And I reckon that's fair. I reckon.
Would have to make an inquiry about Clarko.
Yep.
But I think Mark Williams is ready to go back into coaching his own football team, and I think Collingwood would be a perfect fit. Because he's proven, you need a proven senior coach these days. There's too many unproven coaches getting gigs that struggle.
But do you treat Michael Voss as a proven coach?
Well, he coached his own football side, so you'd put him in that proven.
But he did get sacked.
He did get sacked, but he still coached his own team.
So being a successful coach is being a successful assistant since, like he has.
That goes a long way. Yeah, that probably helps.
Yep.
Yep, absolutely.
Did you mention Gold Coast in that or not?
I think Nathan Buckley will go to Gold Coast.
Because I'm thinking Alistair Clarkson, not saying he'll do it, but what challenge would that would be? Like, no one's been able to do it, but what a legacy that would be if he was able to turn that.
The AFL should take over there.
Feed his ego.
The AFL should take over. Just give him the Gold Coast job.
Spot
pay
on.
Him whatever he needs.
As somebody that's just on a fan level, why would the Crows want Alistair Clarkson considering that they're lower on the ladder than what the Crows are? What would make them go,
you've
got him a three-peat.
Yeah, you're rebuilding it. And when you're rebuilding, that's the challenge as a coach. That feeds the ego for a senior coach, doesn't it?
And he's regarded as the best.
As the best.
There it is.
In the So, all right, well, watch this space, chaps. Burn. Watch this space. Thank you, Greg.
So, good afternoon in the Rush Hour studios to our boss, Matt O'Reilly. Mm.
Good afternoon, Matthew.
Hey, Matt.
Now, you know you're much loved. Look at you, you fanboy. You know you're much loved amongst your team here, and you're the best in the business.
Yeah, we do. We always talk highly of you.
We do. You do.
Good to see you guys. Listen to my feedback. The Furious Five just been hooked next. But we've been trying to kill that off for a year and a half.
Look what jeans he's got on. He's got holes in
him. Boots are good. He's got a hoodie on.
All right. Now, what have you got, young man? This is a global show.
So we've sent out to the Triple M Club to get some research on the show. Now, most shows will deliver this, you know, behind the scenes in a meeting room. This show, we just best way.
Well, it must be positive then.
One of our pillars is to be honest.
1,287 people responded.
Wow.
Thank you, family.
Which is great.
So this is definitive, no matter what way you look at it. That's a big sample size.
I knew a lot of people loved us.
And the first thing you were asked to rate the show from 1 to 5, five being love it, 1 being hate it. I'm pleased to tell you 83% of the show rated a 3 or above.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That's brilliant.
The next thing they were asked is 1 word to describe the show. In order, sport was first, which I think is standard. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Entertaining.
Good.
Banter. Enjoyable.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
This one, the last two surprised me.
Yep.
Hardworking.
Yes. No, I understand that. They must have.
You know, the 4 hours of radio.
That's how.
Given we're recording this early so Bluey can play golf, I don't know if that's a word I'd use.
Nah, he's not. Not today because it's raining apparently. It's
on practice. Hard working. Any other one?
Predictable. Which,
ooh, oh, that's a bit of a, that's a weird. Bit of a,
well, I never know what's happening next. I don't know how they. Not even sure the host know what's happening next.
Oh, hang on. okay.
Then,
yeah.
Then the final question we asked, so it was a pretty short survey.
Yeah, this is good.
How would you describe Triple M's rush hour to a friend? Now, there's the positives, there's the weird, and the negatives. Okay. Which way do you want them first?
I like going negative first.
Do you?
And then always finish up on an up with
finish
a positive.
With weird.
Okay. The negative, comment one, banter, buffhead, sport.
Banter?
No, that's good.
No,
I
take offence to being called
buffhead. That's buffhead. My trademark.
Buffhead's good.
Buffhead and sport, yep.
This one, now I haven't heard of what he's referring to. Not as good as the Kim and Nick hour on Lofty FM.
Who the hell are they? Who the hell are they?
Kim and who? Nick. Nick.
Kim and Nick on Lofty FM.
All right. That's the weird.
No, there's a few more negatives. Oh, yeah. Too much SA stuff. Well, that's, I
what
disagree
the hell
with
is
that?
That?
No. This other negative. It's okay, but I wouldn't rush home to listen to it.
Who's that flog?
Our sales manager.
That's now, from Maddie. Now, these are comments from Maddie himself.
Now, I've got to be honest. This one I deem as a bit of a negative comment, but it was from someone who rated the show a 5.
Okay.
Cluster f- of humour and stuff-ups.
That's Clint Eastwood at his best. Can you say that again? I didn't hear it.
Keep in mind, this person's rated a 5, so he loves this about the show.
He's part of us. He
cluster
said,
f- of humour and stuff-ups.
Yeah, love it. Love it!
That's what we're aiming for.
Killer. That's basically your feedback.
Can I get a couple of those emails or phone numbers, please? just call them out.
Right.
Billy's joke cracks me up. Was one.
That's not part of our show.
You're wrong. Rush hour, chunkhead.
Okay, so there are your negatives done.
Okay, let's go. Weird.
Positives. Well, I don't like finishing on the positives.
Nah, finish weird.
Go weird.
All right. The weird was the Billy one.
Yeah, done. Okay. All right, now the positives.
Because it wasn't there.
Okay, here we go.
Two sporting legends talking about news of the day and topical subjects with the odd prank thrown in. Obviously haven't caught up that Bluey's joined the show.
But he got the two legends bit right.
Correct. You got to get out there more.
You got to put yourself out there, mate.
Excellent. The best show on radio.
Oh.
Funny, informative, and imaginative. I love that it's local and we get local news and footy news. I love Jar's laugh. There you go.
What, is that like a hearing impaired person? Or?
Yeah.
Good.
Keep going.
Good
keep
listening. Going. Certainly not boring. Mildly amusing.
Mildly.
That was in the positive column.
Okay.
Yeah, good.
Not bad, pretty silly.
Yep.
Three knowledgeable people who love their sports. This guy, hang on, this was weird. This must be some sort of the one educated Triple M listener that we have.
Oh.
Three knowledgeable people who love their sports who may
this is good.
Add it to the file, please.
Three knowledgeable people who love their sports who may intermittently rub salt into each other's sporting prowess wounds.
That's what we do.
I don't even understand what that meant.
So,
can you say that word again, please?
That's
intermittently.
If you can combine and put it all and package it together. What's the summary? The DNA.
Look, I'm going with 83% enjoy that, you know, rated a 3 or above. So.
Yeah, nice.
Thanks, Maddie.
Well, Maddie. Great feedback on air.
Probably. Are we going to have a little celebration then, or is it something?
You got
over
the card? Because you disgraced yourself at the footy last Thursday night.
You always take the breakfast boys out.
You never take us out.
Good point.
No, you don't.
Good point. Car just flies around.
What about a decent prize to give away or something like that?
Yeah, I don't go there.
All right. This wasn't meant to be feedback on.
And can you apologise to the Port Adelaide faithful that you staggered out of the corporate box at Adelaide Oval and swaggered into the casino?
Yeah. I would say I was the best behaved.
Oh, how was my Uncle Chris?
Uncle Chris.
I didn't get introduced to him.
Oh, dear.
I thought you were meant to speak. I did warn him about you.
Yeah.
Why
I said keep away.
He kept a real wide berth. I went over a few times to talk to him. He didn't. Someone said he had an early start, so he wasn't having many to drink. So he probably looked at our group and went.
He doesn't work anymore, so. Oh.
Well, Hato up next.
Yes, thank you, Matt O'Reilly.
There he is.
Actually, no. We just got feedback. Jars has made me change the song for our boss, Matt O'Reilly. Hang on. Here you go, Jars. You're right, Matt O'Reilly.
See on the awards night. We're going to win some awards too this show.
What ones?
I don't know, but...
what awards do they have? Name a couple.
What do you want to win?
What did that lad say at the end? We were what? Intelligent.
Intermittently.
Intermittently.
And 7 minutes late on this break. Bern, it's so good to have you back, mate. 2-3 days off sick, but it meant that you missed out on the bump. That's the bump with Mark Ricciuto, Chris Dittmar, Andrew Jarman, you.
Bugger.
And some guy from SAFM. What?
Some guy.
Damn.
What?
Oh, no. You'll surely miss.
Geez, you're flat about that.
I was actually fine yesterday. I just wanted to have another go.
You were seen down the beach on a surfboard.
Oh, was I? Yeah. With a huge surf down ahead of me.
Now, Gregory and Burn, we stitched up Ditch again. Right, he got pranked.
Oh, not Ditch.
Well, it's Buddy Roo.
Not with the gym gear again.
Regarding, now Ditch has a dislike for Steve Hocking, who's the boss of
he's always banging on about that.
So have a listen, it's very funny. So this is Andrew Dillon from the AFL, not really, stitching up Ditch.
Let's have a listen to what Andrew Dillon from the AFL said.
You know, it's even speeding up the game with a man on the mark rule and more. I think we can all agree the game... honestly, has never looked better.
Oh, that's the stupidest comment. Hey, mate, that's Andrew Dillon.
The game has never looked better. What are you watching, Andrew Dillon? What fair dinkum are you watching?
What about the game last night, North Melbourne and the Eagles? Wonderful game to watch. Free-flowing, fast footy.
Pluck the odd game. There's always been crap games. There's always been good games. He thinks it's the best it's ever looked. What? Sack him now.
Scoring's up. Don't let him take over the job.
Scoring's up.
Hang on.
There's going to be no one at the AFL.
So, what? Hey, so what are your give us your top three issues? Because there must be 100.
What's
give
wrong?
Us your top three issues with Hocking.
His name. Everything he's touched. No, everything. The tribunals are a disgrace. It's a farce. We never know. It's the most inconsistent thing I've ever seen. The stand rule is embarrassing. That's an embarrassment. When you have to manufacture rules like that, that is absolutely embarrassing.
But Andrew Dillon, who spends his life looking at these things, it's just told us that it's the best the game's ever looked.
They have to say that. They've got to sell the dream.
Mm.
It's not the best it's ever looked. There's no way in the world. Throw back at you. What do you like about the game at the moment?
I do like the standing on the mark rule because the ball moves a little more freely, doesn't it?
Yeah, 2.9 the Crows kicked with it. That's how good it is.
I don't think it was the rules that helped the Crows.
That's free flowing.
Just so you know, Ditz,
just calm down.
That wasn't Andrew Dillon. That was one of our sales reps.
You've been pranked, Logs. You've been pranked.
Got him. Yes.
There you go.
This is a bit unfair. I feel sorry for poor
Ditz. Well, we don't.
What did he say when he got that gym gear? Blue suits me. That's his Jim Keller kit he wears.
Yeah, brilliant. Anyway.
He got Roo back, I heard this morning.
That's on Insta.
With a live read. But we could probably claim that we get you most weeks as well.
No, you don't. No one gets me because I'm the CIC.
Yourself. Furious Fiber. The Bump is now available to download on our listener app, LISTNR.
Triple M. The Furious Fiber. It's time for the most groundbreaking quiz to hit the airwaves.
I do not believe it.
Two callers ballot out by answering 5 questions. One with the most correct wins. It's time for the Furious Five. The Furious Five.
Now, I've been called in by the management of Triple M. They want this segment 5 nights a week on the rush hour. That's how popular it is.
When you said it started with F, I thought it was what it was.
I agree. No, I didn't say that. But anyway, we've got two wonderful contestants waiting on the line. Good afternoon, Bert. Welcome.
Thank you. Welcome to you too.
Crows report man, Bert.
Crows man.
Yeah, you would have been flat last week watching that rubbish.
Yeah, it wasn't too flash.
Okay, mate. Well, say hello to Sam from Norwood. Good afternoon, Sam. Thank you for playing.
No worries. Happy to be here.
Sam sounds familiar. Do you do voiceover work for our Triple M Brekkie show?
Part time.
This is Sam from Norwood. You're playing Bert. Now, 5 questions. Call the name out first. If you know the answer, there's a point. You get a correct answer, there's a point. If you don't, well, the other individual can answer the question. There's lifelines, gentlemen. There's 5 wonderful questions. We've got a great prize. It's a great segment. Have some fun, please.
Who's the lifeline?
Yeah, how many lifelines?
Well, there's 3 lifelines.
3
Sam.
Lifelines?
No, there's 3 people that you can choose for a lifeline, but they only get one lifeline each.
But I just said there's 3 lifelines.
No, there's only 2. You can only use one each, but there are 3 options for each lifeline.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to need to call Lifeline after this.
Oh, we're a comedian all of a sudden, are we? Right, who's going first?
I thought it was funny.
You thought it was funny, yeah, did you? Greg, who's going?
I'll go.
All right, we'll go, Greg.
It's your quiz, boss, mate. You'll see me or Bernie. I'll go. Right, who did the Australian Boomers basketball team knock off in an international...
Sam.
Yes, Sam.
The USA Dream Team.
Yeah, well, okay. Yeah, well done.
Well, yeah. Are they the Dream Team?
They're not the Dream Team. That was their B-grade team. And we're getting all excited about it. Mm. Question two, Boom, and welcome back too. Good to have you back.
Audio question. Listen. Who from the Adelaide Crows is going toe-to-toe with Jars here?
Please wait until the audio's done.
Crows play better when they play fast footy, play on footy, attacking footy.
Well, you've just answered it yourself. And you've seen that throughout the year.
So where was it last night on a concrete oval against a side that loves to attack seeds? Where was that last night?
Well, I don't know what you're saying.
Concrete
oval. Yes, Sam.
No, you've got to wait until the audio's finished.
So that made it a touch more difficult. But when the opposition's coming at you the way they were, we just weren't able to stop them.
Well edited, Toddy. Well done. I wonder who that was.
Sam.
The answer was in there. He was talking to Seatsman.
Yeah, well done.
Hello.
Well done. Bert, are you there, Bert?
Hey, Bert, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, Bert. Sam sledging Bert.
Yeah, Sam's now sledging Bert. Now, right. Number three,
what's
please,
what
Brett.
I just said?
Is Ernie there?
If Queensland...
Yeah, I'm there. Just... Oh. Don't think quick.
Bert and Ernie.
Here we go. State of Origin tonight. If yes. Queensland lose, yeah. It's the first time they've been swept in a series since 91... 2000 or 2009?
Multiple.
Bert.
Yes, Bert.
2009.
Oh, he's up and he's back.
2-1,
no,
chaps.
No, that's not right.
Oh,
no, that's right.
What is it?
It's wrong. So does Sam get a go?
What do you mean it's wrong? He said 2009 and I've got C.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
I've got 2000.
No, hang on.
Give Bert a lifeline. He can have one of his seven lifelines.
What is it, C or B? Oh, okay, Jazz has stuffed it up. All right. Sorry, mate.
You're that's still a huge surprise.
Shit out of luck.
Jared has stuffed it up.
Honestly.
What a surprise.
Our producer.
Here we go.
In the game.
Well, at least it made sense, the question. He's come a long way, our boy, Jared.
What's happening?
So where are we now?
So what's the wash-up now, Jazz?
It's 2-0.
No, doesn't he get a lifeline, Bert?
Oh, you get a lifeline, Bert.
Thanks for choosing me, Bert. I'm going to go B2000.
All right, Bert went for you,
B2000.
Right. 2000 heyday.
And great, yes, there it is.
Number four, Bert.
Which tennis legend withdrew from the Olympics today, Bert?
Sam.
Yes, Sam.
Federer?
Yeah.
Yes. Well done. Number five,
well,
please,
it's all
Greg.
Over.
No, it's not. You just keep going. You never know.
Bert, powering on.
It's 3-1. Sam's way from Nord. Voiceover work from Triple M. Go.
All right, this is... multiple choice.
All right, here we
Bernie's
go.
Bernie's been off the last 2 days. Oh, why? A, he went surfing at Henley Beach. Yeah. That was Jars's funny one.
Good question.
A.
Used the free colonic voucher he got from me.
Yeah. I need more than 2 days off.
That's not funny either, Jazz.
More than 2 days off the size of that hose you showed me.
Went missing in action on a weekend bender with Micah and the boys from the Stansbury pub.
Micah.
Bert.
But yes, Bert.
C.
Yes. 3-2. What a wonderful game. Congratulations, Sam from Norwood. You didn't pick up the prize, Bert, didn't he?
Oh, we can give the prize to Bert. I'm sure he'll love it.
Yep.
Anyone? Sam, are you there?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Well, you're just giving him my prize.
Sounds fair to me.
He's pretty happy with that. Bert.
He's won the prize, eh? Give
him the prize. What is
gonna
the prize?
Take Ernie.
What is
the prize? Where's he taking Ernie?
Well, you know how Ruined Its have, you know, they give away thousands of dollars. They got the 5K kick before Adelaide Oval.
Yep. Yes,
Crows, how much is okay?
Yeah.
Sam, you've won for yourself.
Yes.
And
come on, no. What's he picked up? coffee?
A double pass to go and see Gunpowder Milkshake, the all-female explosive action film, only in cinemas July 15.
What the hell's going on here?
Gunpowder,
are you going to take, right? Sam?
Do you want to come with me, Bert, to see the Gunpowder Milkshake?
Exploding women.
What's Ernie going to do?
Stop using that gag. Thanks for playing, chap.
From the playing field to the locker room, Triple M's Rush Hour is the trusted source for everything footy.
Another goal to Port Adelaide.
Get your expert tips here to be the ducks of your tipping comp with Bernie, Bully and Jars.
And the Crows win here at the Adelaide Oval.
Love footy. footy, you'll love Seeker's Footy Tipping with weekly prizes up for grabs so you can join anytime. Sign up now at seekerfootytipping.com.au. Seeker, your go-to product on the worksite.
Well, round 17, Bernie picked 3, Bluey picked 2, and Jars picked 4, which makes this even more awkward.
Swans.
Swans?
Yeah, swans will beat dogs.
Dogs.
Me.
Dogs. Yeah, okay. Yep. No, well apologise. Done. Well done.
Yeah.
And you picked North Melbourne.
Melbourne? Yep. Yep, I picked North Melbourne.
I swear
Melbourne.
I got 4.
Is that right?
I swear I got
Hang
4.
Hang on. I did not get 2 out of 9
I reckon
either.
You got 3, I got 4, and Jar's got 5.
Who's doing this?
And 5.
Well, our producer. Geez, he's getting a whack today. All right, let's go, Hado. Round round 7-8. No, round 18, Hado.
Round 18.
Let's go, Cage.
Yes, Frio v Geelong at O2 Stadium.
It's Optus Stadium.
Yes, correct. Wait.
Yeah. I'm going Fremantle.
I'm going Fremantle.
Geelong.
Richmond and the Brisbane Bullets at the MCG.
Brisbane Bullets.
Glorious. See you later.
Nicola, I'm going to go Brisbane.
I'm going Richmond.
I'm going Richmond.
Giants v Swans at a Mars bar. Gee, I love a Mars bar. I love a good Ballarat Snickers, Oval. Maybe a Bounty in Ballarat.
It's Ballarat.
Ballarat.
Did you ever go to the Mars bar club, Cage?
Yeah, I did. I went with my friend Ime, and I hurt my leg, and I needed a doctor, and I said, "Can I get some CMDMA?" It wasn't the answer I was expecting. I stayed up until 5 a.m. Fair enough.
Bouncing off the wall.
I'm going Giants.
Swans.
Swans.
I'm going Swans, I mean. I apologise.
Oh.
Suns v Doggies at Metricon Stadium.
Bulldogs.
Dogs.
Dogs.
Oh, fair enough. Demons take on the Hawks. What a shit show this will be.
D's.
At the MCG. The Demons will absolutely pile them on.
Yeah, I agree.
D's.
Saints v the Flat Track Bullies Port Adelaide at Marvel Stadium.
I'm going Saints.
Port for me.
Oh, Burn.
Oh, hesitating, Burn. I'm going to go the Saints.
Oh, wow.
The Kangaroos v Dons at Marvel as well. Oh, fair dinkum. Are they playing at the same time?
This is a good game.
This is a terrific game by Jimmy Brayshaw. I'm going Roos.
Yes!
I'm going Dons.
Yep.
In a close one.
Yeah. I'm going to go Ruse.
Okay.
Jars loves this team, the Pies,
yes.
With sauce, yes, versus Case. Carlton at the MCG.
Pies for me, chaps.
Carlton for me.
Carlton. Okay.
And the last game, George.
Oh, sorry, I was looking out the window. This is God's country.
It is.
Come on, Cage.
The valiant and never say die Adelaide Crows against the Eagles at Adelaide Oval, the glorious Adelaide Oval.
And the Adelaide Oval scoreboard, KG, should be shifted.
The fig trees. I will punch your nose until you have more stitches in there than what you've got in your brain.
I'll join you, Cage.
Coming off their last two weeks, these two teams.
Oh, no.
There's been some tough ones to pick, but this is... This could be a new little draw.
I'm going Crows.
Eagles.
All right.
Burn.
I have to go Eagles.
Yeah.
After Crows' performance last week.
No, I can't pick them after last week.
Jeez, I can't
week.
Do that.
All right.
They need to win me back.
There you go, Cage.
Yes, correct. Wait, love footy. You'll love Seekers Footy, Jimmy. Weekly prizes up for grabs, so you can join in at any time. Sign up now at seekerfootytipping.com, SIKA, where lowest prices are just the beginning.
Have you got any more of those tablets, Cage?
Your go-to product on the worksite. I don't, because I haven't hung out with for quite some time.
Early in the sack. I thank God I'm a just writing a quote down from Bluey. 14th of July,
right,
boys.
Your fun facts just before you start. Nice to have you back. You've been away for a couple of days due to a bit of illness, but
yes,
you're on the
back.
Road to recovery.
Yes,
now,
yes.
Greg Blewett took over your segment.
Yeah, well,
I just want you to listen to some of the barbs that he threw towards your wonderful segment, which is much
love. He wouldn't
love.
Do that.
Really?
So what have you got?
I'm going to try and keep it to 15 minutes, this one.
15 minutes. Well, that's a drive-by. He's not around.
5 minutes under how long Bernie goes with it.
Well, yeah. Hados?
Am I wrong?
Well, no. You're not wrong, but still, I mean, it's
so insensitive.
My money's on Byrne throwing a savage right hook.
Well, why would you say that when a man's in his bed, deathbed, and he's brought a lot of content to this segment to say goodbye to the family, and you just
saying, "Well, get on with it, Byrne."
Oh,
all right. What's the time? We've got to go.
Where are you going to go?
Wherever you go, Blue, he'll be right on your heel. So, mate.
You're all right?
Well, I was.
You're disappointed, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I'm a bit flat. I didn't think he'd been down that path before. I thought, you know, he might have actually
known.
Right. Okay.
All right. What do you got, buddy?
Right. 195th day of the year this year. Yes, Jazz, sir. Having left.
You do it all the time.
But it's a round number, so it's easy. 170. Close. Mm. Within 30, I'll accept that. Today, National Nude Day.
Yes.
So what are we going to do?
No, Jazz, no.
I'm de-robing and off to the beach. My Wallace will be seen by thousands.
Off to the beach. Nude at the beach. What beach? Maslin's?
Oh, yeah. I've been there a few times.
Get a fine
I
down
love
there.
It down there.
No, not Maz as in Mary, not your wife, Maslin's Beach.
Yeah, Maslin's, I said, yeah.
What, you get a derobe down there?
I love it down there.
Yeah, nice.
Bit of manscaping.
I'm actually a member of the Maslin's Nude Club.
News just a hand, boys. Crowds leaving Henley Beach en masse. Please stay out of the area.
Wind your kids up.
That chopper that goes across to the sharks. Yeah, that's just on its side. Get out.
We're only joking, by the way. There is no mass exodus happening at Henley at the moment.
Speaking of Shark Awareness Day is today as well. National Shark Awareness
Day. Have you ever swam with sharks?
I've done the cage diving
with
sharks.
What's that like?
Well, it was fine diving with me because he stole my oxygen tank.
What's wrong with him?
Is it scary?
Hey, on this, it is. It's because they're so, they don't make a noise. They just like sneak up to the boat and you're sitting around and all of a sudden you're like, geez, have a look at the size of that. And they're just, I don't know, when they're in front of you.
What about you?
I did it in South Africa.
What's all?
Sensational.
It's an experience.
It's great fun. Mm.
Anyway, this day, 2008, Batman's The Dark Knight premiered in London.
Was that with Gale, the actor?
Who?
Christian Bale.
Christian Bale. He's a good actor. He's Batman.
Gale playing for the West Indies. Yes.
Chris Gale, wasn't it?
Heath Ledger was the Joker, yes. But what year did you say it was, Ben?
2008.
Spot on, yep. I will say this.
That was the best one.
Yeah.
Best
by
one?
All means. By all means. Yeah.
Like well, who played Batman then?
Chris Gale, apparently.
Yeah.
He's an attacking opening left-hander.
Stop, Robin Munn.
Stop being bloody jars. They're taking the mick out of you, mate.
Hey, Chris.
It was actually Mitchell Stark that was playing the Joker alongside. So I'm sorry about that, mate.
He was slashed. He was
Steve Smith was the Penguin.
That's it. We're done.
You can piss off a lot of you.